On this episode, we are deep diving into TikTok's new creative assistant, a potential game changer for advertisers. This is episode 59 of Eye on Digital Marketing, presented by More Visibility. Thank you for pressing play. And if you'd like to press follow, you can, because we are on social media. And side note, I had to record this a second time because I am so used to telling you all to follow us on Twitter and not X. It is going to take some time to get used to that. I know when I talk in conversation as well, people still say my tweet or did you see that tweet? I tweeted this. So I don't know if the name Twitter and the word tweet is ever going to go away. But you can follow us, More Visibility, all one word, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and X. Today we're going to talk about another social media platform, one that we have mentioned before on the podcast and given you some great tips and ideas on how to leverage it. But there is a very robust advertising side of this social media platform. We are, of course, talking about TikTok today. And TikTok has been ever expanding. I don't know about you all. I am on TikTok and I use TikTok only when I'm working with clients here at More Visibility. And the reason is it is so engaging. If I were to go on it for leisure, I'm afraid I would spend all of my hours on it. That's how hooked people can get. And we always knew when TikTok was launched and it became a very popular platform very fast, we always knew that advertising was coming. I remember doing a podcast years ago telling everybody to explore the platform, keep their eyes out, because where there's a big group of people, there will be marketing. TikTok has launched a new feature for advertisers called TikTok Creative Assistant. And as I mentioned in the opening, this could be a game changer. We've given you lots of content before about the power of creative assistant tools, especially in Google, for those of you who are part of the team that maybe sets up the actual ads, right? We've talked about on YouTube using their creative assistant to maybe give your video captions, maybe create a more engaging video. You're starting to see AI and these, quote, creative assistant tools for advertisers not necessarily even be new, but almost part of the fabric of what we expect now when we test on a new platform or when we elevate our strategy within a social media platform, right? It's now expected that advertisers are going to get suggestions, are going to get tips, and are going to get help if they need it to build themselves the best ad possible. And that makes total sense because when you win, the platform wins as well. And they know that if you're successful in your advertising strategy and the ads you built, and they helped you with that especially, then you're going to spend more money there. TikTok has come out with the Creative Assistant, and with the power that TikTok already has, this, I think, is something a lot of people are going to take advantage of, and they should. TikTok Creative Assistant does use an AI-driven backend to interact with you, which I think is the best part about it. And I think where all of these creative assistant tools are heading, if they're not there already. And what I mean by that is a few years ago, you used to have a creative assistant tool that would maybe give you a template, maybe put captions on your ads. What we're talking about here is a little different. It's more in depth. You're actually going to chat with this assistant. It reminds me a lot of the podcast we did on ChatGPT not too long ago. You're going to interact with this AI assistant on TikTok's creative assistant platform, right? And by doing so, you're able to speak in a more human-to-human way. Whereas before, when you logged into these platforms and you're setting up your ads, you really had a few options, right? And you couldn't veer far off from those options. That net has expanded tremendously. And if you look at how this works, at least in the example, right? This is new, so we have to test. But if you look at how this works, listen to some of these things that you can say to the TikTok creative assistant. It again reminds me a lot of how you would talk to ChatGPT. So you can say, I am new to creating videos on TikTok. Can you give me some best tips, best practices that I should keep in mind, knowing my industry, because it does, knowing my page and what my goals are, some things that I should keep in mind. So right away, that prompt right there is more research-driven, is more strategic-driven than just even setting up your actual ad, which we're not even there yet, right? So again, a la ChatGPT, you're interacting with this creative assistant not just to look at your static or your video or your ad itself, right? You're interacting with it for all of those nuggets that surround your ad, because that's where the real success lies. Here's another one. Show me top performing ads that you have helped create before for my industry and or similar industries. That's amazing. Imagine seeing examples of what other advertisers who you're competing against are running. Now, I'm not sure, and I'm not saying these are going to be the exact ads that your competitors are running, but even to have the insight, right? I don't know that, you know, I don't have to know that you drive a Corvette necessarily if someone tells me, hey, his car is red and it goes really fast, right? I can prepare then how I need, knowing that if you pull up in a Corvette, I'm not going to be surprised, right? That's extremely powerful. This new feature is also going to help with something that I talk about very frequently, and that's efficiency. It's going to save you time. And hand in hand with that conversation, I feel like I'm always defending the agencies, obviously because I'm part of one and I love what I do, but I feel like I'm always defending. I'm like a lawyer for the agencies when we talk about AI, like, no, you're still going to need us, because I know what you're thinking. You know, Chuck, if I could ask it all these things and get all this research, why would I even bring on an agency or a team to help me with this strategy? Don't go that fast. And I'm serious. I'm not saying this because I work at an agency. The best example is ChatGPT. I'm still to this day buying books off Amazon, reading blogs, testing myself. I'm still to this day testing and learning how to talk better to ChatGPT. So again, just because you can do something doesn't always necessarily mean that you're going to have the right path to get there. And this is no different here with TikTok because it's AI driven, right? There is no tutorial, right, that I can give you on how you should interact with this AI creative assistant that TikTok has. I can give you a shell, right? But I can't go into detail. I can say you may want to ask it things like this or that, but really it's a conversation about your industry, about what other people are doing. And again, it's an assistant because this new tool is on your side. It wants and needs your ads to succeed. So whatever nuggets and tips and things that they can give you, you should really highly consider that. So this is definitely going to save you time in the process, and you can use that free time to further, you know, develop your creative strategy and new ideas, pull data, test some things. And it's also very interesting, while we're talking about the new creative assistant, that TikTok has recently come out and said they are going to start a trial for an ad-free subscription for users, right? Man, they're good. They are good. Because at first I was like, okay, following Twitter slash X, right? Following the other platforms. But then I was like, oh man, I'm literally writing the bullet points for this podcast talking about their new, you know, AI tool for advertisers. At the same time, they're telling the other side of the fence, the users, hey, if you don't want to see ads, that's fine. Pay us $4.99 a month, right? So it's a win-win. And I'll say that about this. I don't think that should discourage advertisers from anything, really, when it comes to TikTok. If you're not on it, you should still test it in some type of way, unless you think it's just completely not worth your time at all. But there's many reasons why you shouldn't let that, you know, affect your decisions. One, TikTok has so much information, right? And they've done so much research. They wouldn't ask users to pay $4.99 to not see ads if they thought that it was going to upset the apple cart enough. You know, just to give you some data here, TikTok generates most of its profit from the ad revenue. $9.4 billion last year. Okay, so you don't want to upset that apple cart again. This is just another option and another revenue stream that's going to empower users, which is always good, and it's going to put some more revenue money in a different bucket. TikTok has thrived off the ad revenue. This is now going to be a new stream for them. But another thing to think about is not everyone's going to pay for this. I don't know if I was an active TikTok user if I would want to pay $5 a month to not see ads. And the reason is, TikTok is so engaging, most of the advertisers know what they're doing on there. It's not that intrusive, which is why they have so much success, right? The ads that I see on there are very targeted, so it's not like I'm scrolling through when I'm on TikTok and all of a sudden I see an ad that's just so far out of left field. It's going to be something to do with what I looked at, what I liked, you know, what I engage with. So it's already going to hit home in that regard. And just the platform itself, you're not uploading an old picture. It's going to be a very engaging video. It's probably going to have a good spokesperson, a hook, good music, something, right? So remember, not everyone is as what I would say, quote unquote, maybe annoyed with advertisements, in my opinion, on TikTok as, you know, they may be in other platforms. And I'll throw another layer onto that while we're building here on this topic when it comes to advertising and then the flip side of the users. Remember, I've said this before, I think it's completely fine to be very creative, a little bit out of the box, and show your personality more on TikTok as an advertiser. It's very similar to this podcast. If I were to write a blog on this very topic, you're not hearing my voice, you're not hearing the emphasis in some of the words, right? You're just reading text. Whatever my voice would be to you in your head is what you're gonna read, and who knows what that is. This is more personable. It's the same thing with TikTok and especially video platforms like YouTube. So this presents the opportunity for what I would call a little bit of a loophole. If you are smart and you have a good influencer marketing strategy, then I've seen a lot of people who create a strategy of what I would still say are ads, but they are influencers who are doing and carrying out the videos or the posts, and they're very natural, right? Workout influencer, and I have my own protein brand, and I want them to, you know, get the word out there. They don't have to stand in front of a camera and say, "Hey, this is Chuck's protein. It's cheap and it'll get you jacked. Buy it." No, right? They could be doing their workout and the camera just happens to pan to my protein bottle a few times, right? They're subliminal things, right? Get creative with it. That's the whole point. That's literally the whole point. And I think depending on your demographic, but especially if your demographic is young, they're going to appreciate that, resonate that. It's going to resonate with them a lot more. And they're willing to engage, spend money, and be a loyalist to products who understand that, right? Products and services and companies who doesn't make them feel like they're trying to sell them something, even though everybody is. That's the world we live in. They do it in a very non-salesman way where it feels like they know the user, they know what they like, they're cool like them, and the user then is empowered to make that choice. So don't let this announcement of the $4.99 ad-free subscription deter you in any way for users. Don't let the growth of this new AI creative assistant, AI-driven tool that TikTok has, don't let that deter you from testing as well. And if you're already having success on TikTok, well, then you got to be really happy at this point, right? You've already had success. The information, the insights that the platform can now give to you and you have at your disposal are greater than ever before. So if you've had success in the past, then I would expect your strategy could elevate in many ways. And I think that's something that you and your team should really evaluate. If you're saying, hey, should we spend more on TikTok? Should we test more things? And before we wrap up this episode as well, I know we started talking about the new creative tool, but there's just so many things around TikTok. I could talk about it for a long time, because the other thing that I talk to many clients and prospects even, and just people who own businesses in general, I hear a lot, well, TikTok is not really my audience. TikTok is not really where I want to be, and it doesn't really fit with my brand. And I don't ever disagree with anybody. You know, I'm not going to tell a business owner to his or her face that they're wrong about that. That's not right. But I always give the perspective of a digital advertiser to say, listen, TikTok is an opportunity, right? Just like any other social platform. We forget so often, we say social media, social platform. Literally, the first word is social, right? It's an opportunity. And when you think about it like that, again, I think it's totally okay to go out of the box a little bit, right? And create a strategy and test some things. And I think you'll be surprised, especially with the demographic comment that I hear very frequently. And yes, a lot of the users of TikTok are younger men and women. I understand that. But you'll be very surprised. There are people in their mid-30s, mid-40s, mid-50s and above who are on TikTok every single day. And there is niches and space where your message can get out. There is areas of those demographics where money can be made if you do it correctly. So a lot of things going on with TikTok, a lot of opportunities. I would definitely stay on the up and up when it comes to things that they are announcing, and get in the platform, test out their AI. I'm curious if you do. Provide me some feedback. If you follow me on LinkedIn, find me, send me a message. I'm going to go test it out here and see what it's about as well. But again, reminds me a lot of ChatGPT, which excites me. And I think that these are all great tools and great advancements for the knowledge and the strategic elevation of what people are doing in advertising. We are slowly getting to where soon we may live in a world where we cannot decipher, right, what an advertisement is versus just something we walked by, right? Like window shopping, right? That's how good these ads are getting. I hope this was helpful for you. If you have not signed up for our newsletter, our digital marketing newsletter, and just being on our email list in general, you're going to have access to a lot of content, more podcasts, blogs, videos from our expert team. Follow us on social media as well. And if you'd like to talk about strategy, it can be about TikTok, it can be about paid advertising or any of our other services, SEO analytics, feel free to shoot us an email at any time. You can send that inquiry to info@morevisibility.com and we will be in touch soon. Thank you all for listening, and see you for episode 60.